This is In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
And good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. And today, our program will be focusing on Juneteenth, which is technically on Friday, June 19th. Celebrates the anniversary of when Major General Gordon Granger and Union troops reached Galveston, Texas with news of the Civil War's end. Manhattan usually has a pretty nice big celebration here. But of course, some changes this year with COVID restrictions have limited some of the things that can go on. But there are some activities still planned for Friday, including a march and a candlelight vigil, which we're going to preview here in the first half of the program. Later on in the show, we'll hear from Sonia Baker, chair of the organization, and Dave Baker, the director of the Douglas Community Center, and Debbie Nuss, who's also involved with activities. But for the first half of the program, we're going to talk with some of the organizers of the Juneteenth March, which is coming up Friday morning. Joining me here via Zoom today, we have co-organizers, Janae Cole. Janae, good morning.
Good morning.
And Teresa Parks, the other co-organizer, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. And Rebecca Gould, who reached out to us here, secretary of the Manhattan Juneteenth organization, good morning.
Good morning.
It is a pleasure to have all three of you here today. And I started learning more about this here in the last week or so about the plans for a march and this vigil. We'll talk about that here coming up. But first, I want to give you guys a chance to introduce yourselves and talk about how you got involved with Juneteenth. Janae, I'll let you start.
Yes, hi. I'm a co-organizer of the Black Lives Movement. And how we got started was with all the things that are happening within the world here, and you know, it's just shifted us into it just actually gave me the passion to just reach out to the community. And because you know the way I'm feeling, I'm pretty sure numerous other people are feeling the same way. So I just felt like it was important to get an organization together where we can work on change. And so that's where it all began. I reached out to a few people. We planned our first march, which was on June 2nd. And then we got a lot of feedback from the community, and now we're moving forward.
Yeah, that first march back on June 2nd was incredible. Had so much participation. Do you have an estimate on how many people participated on that?
Yes, the estimate, it was well over like 2,200.
Impressive. That's great. And I know that it was well received by a lot of folks here in the community, including the Riley County Police Department. Teresa, tell me a little bit more about how you got involved with this.
Well, honestly, I have been sitting in my house just in my feelings about all of the things that I was seeing on the news. And I just got to a point when I finally decided it was time for me to stop sitting in my house and being mad about it and see what I could do to affect some change, because I have children that I do not want to see on somebody's news headline, or that I, you know, have to justify how much I love them and the good person that they were because somebody decided that their life wasn't worth anything. And so when Janae contacted me about helping to organize, I was all in, and I was so glad to see the response that we were able to get from the Manhattan community and all of the allies who showed up to help us just start shifting the narrative of some things here in our community, and then getting people active about making sure that their voices are heard as well. A big component of our demonstration on the 2nd included voter registration, and we were really, really pushing people to get involved, get informed about these candidates. Don't just be opinionated because you've heard their name somewhere. Know where they stand, and let's start making some changes that will help us not have to read and see these stories every day.
Okay, very well. Rebecca Gould, who is the secretary here of the organization, how did you get involved?
Well, it's funny, I was invited to attend the event, and so thought I would reach out and see if they needed any help with supplies or bottled water or something for the day. And immediately they asked me to join in on a Zoom call for some of the planning. And from there, it just kind of took off. And I would say that, you know, these two ladies, I admire both of them for the amount of time and effort that they put into this. I know that they stay up late, well past midnight, a lot of times reaching out to people and answering questions and responding to people that have reached out to them about the event. So anything I can do to help take some of that weight off their shoulders, that's what I'm here for.
Okay. Well, the events that are coming up on Friday in recognition of Juneteenth, let's start with the Black Lives Matter March that'll be taking place Friday morning. Give us the when and where, Janae.
Okay, the location, Triangle Park in Aggieville. We will be starting at 9 a.m.
And with
on
that,
Friday, June 19th.
Okay.
Yeah. And we do have some activities planned and some speakers who are going to be coming to the morning event. So we'll start that off in the Triangle Park, have a couple of people that just share some pertinent words. Pastor Lawrence Taylor has agreed to come and bless and start the event off with a prayer, just to get everybody on that positive mindset, because once again, any demonstrations and things that we do in these efforts, we want them to be peaceful. This is about people coming together. We don't want anything to, you know, devolve into something that it shouldn't be. So then once we're finished with the speakers portion, we are planning to take a nice little loop. We're just going to walk straight down that 14th Street to the park and take a loop around the park and come back. And then hopefully see people that couldn't make it to the morning stuff at the evening ceremonies.
Yeah, the evening is more of a candlelight vigil ceremony, as I understand. Is that right, Teresa?
We're a flashlight vigil. We're going to say, the city of Manhattan has been very clear. Please do not bring any flammable things with you, a flashlight, if you've got an LED candle, something like that. But you know, it's the dry season, so we're definitely going to make sure we're taking safety precautions, as well as say social distancing. We will make sure that there are masks. If you have your mask, bring a mask. If you don't have a mask, we'll have some there. But we do want people to be safe as well while they're standing up and demonstrating.
Certainly. Well, that'll be really neat to see, and that's going to be taking place there as the sun goes down, 7 to 9:30, and that'll
yes.
be at City Park.
Be at the pavilion over there, by where the skating rink is, the ice skating rink is.
Okay.
That's where we'll start and meet for the candle or the flashlight vigil.
All right. Well, this is certainly going to bring out some folks here in our community, and I imagine the invitation goes out to anybody who maybe couldn't make it to the march earlier in the month, or anybody who was able to and wants to continue this movement. Would that be safe to say, Janae?
Yes, that is definitely safe to say, because I do understand that everyone works on Friday. So there's, we made it available for people in the morning, so it's pretty cool in the morning, possible chance of rain, but, you know, it's not going to stop us here. You know how the weather is predicting. So we have the march, and just to give everybody an insight of the march, it's in memory, it's a celebration of Juneteenth, which is our Independence Day, or celebrate our freedom. And the march is in the memory of Martin Luther King as well. So, you know, we welcome everyone to come out and join us. And again, we're practicing social distancing. If anyone needs arrangements on a mask, we have an event that's public. And we have, we have people that are donating masks, and even some people making some masks. So, you know, we encourage kid-friendly, and, you know, we have to stay safe, but we definitely have to make it two different events.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and again, the Juneteenth March will take place at 9 a.m. On Friday, the flashlight vigil, 7 p.m., and the march is in Triangle Park, the vigil at City Park at the Pavilion. So I'll be looking for that. We'll be sharing details on our K-Man social media as well for that. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk more with these ladies here as we continue our celebration of Juneteenth on In Focus News Radio KMAN.